Tanya for the 21st of Elul, Chaf Aleph Elul, is in Igeres HaKedush. It's in the 15th letter, Simon Tezvov. It's on page 246. Number at the bottom of the page is 476. We are four lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe has described all the emotions, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Chayid, Yesed, and Malchus, as they are in the godly soul. And now we go on to the source and to the root of these emotions. The line begins, Ubiira. Umoke v'sheidesh kol hamideis, the source and the root of all these emotions, hein mechabad, they come from chachma bina das, from seichel, the hainu, more specifically, hachachma himoke haseichel, chachma is the source of intelligence, or the beginning of intelligence. Which understands, comprehends God and His wisdom and His greatness and His emotions. With which these emotions, with which God conducts and gives life to all the worlds, the higher as well as the lower. So that's Chachma, the beginning of all knowledge. Ubina, he has bananus. Bina means contemplating bahasaga zu. Contemplating this understanding, ve'erach ve'recha ve'emek binosei, in the length and width and depth of his understanding. Hoven dover meteich dover, to extrapolate, to understand one thing from the other, from what he originally comprehends. In chachma, he derives further lessons from it and further conclusions, which is the process of bina, ulahelid mehasagazu, to give birth from this understanding. In other words, this combination of chachma and bina, tel de seho, to give birth to the children, to that which is born of seichel, shehen midesava v'yira, which are basically, primarily, the emotions of love and fear, the shari mides, and the other emotions, haneldes benefesh olikis hamaskeles, o misbeinenes bigdulas Hashem, which are born in the godly soul, which understands and contemplates God's greatness. Kiligdulose ein cheke, because God's greatness is endless, and there are so many parts to it. Therefore, yesh b'chinas gdulas Hashem, there is that aspect of God's greatness, shal yidei yizbonanus hanefesh olikis bo, that when the godly soul contemplates this aspect of God's greatness, tipel elehoi mosav afachad, it will be overcome, the godly soul will be overcome with a fear and an awe, shehi yiratato, which is the lower level fear, shehi b'chinas malchus, which is on the level of the attribute of Malchus, like one is afraid of a king. V'yesh b'chinas gdulas Hashem. There's another aspect of God's greatness, shemimeno, from which, if you contemplate that aspect of God's greatness, bo yira'ilo, from that will come the higher fear, yira beishes, a fear that is more bashfulness, being ashamed in God's presence, v'yesh b'chino, and then there's another aspect, a third aspect of God's greatness, shemimeno, that from contemplating it, bo ahava rabo, will come a great love of God. V'yesh b'chino, and then there's a fourth aspect of God's greatness, shemimeno bo ahava zuto, from which comes the lower or smaller love. V'chein b'midis achitzenies, shehein chesed. And the same is true also of the external aspect of the emotions. Not the love, but the kindness, etc. As we learned earlier, that kindness is the external part of love, gvura is the external part of fear, and so on. Ubekulon tzorich li yes melubish bohen b'chinas hadas. And in all of these emotions that are born out of chachma and bina, in all of them there needs to be the element of das, the third faculty of seichel, shehu v'chinas hiskashus hanefesh. Das means the neshama, the nefesh attaching itself. Hakshuro tkua b'hasaga zu, when the soul is devoted and deeply committed to this concept which he is understanding, Shemaseges Ezein Megdulas Hashem, when he comprehends any of these aspects of God's greatness, Shemimenon Neilda, from which the emotion is born, Ezen Mida, Mehamides. So all of this has to come from this attachment of Das. Because without the Das, as we learned earlier in Tanya, in the first part of Tanya, that without Das, although the Mida will be created, but it won't be a lasting Mida, it won't be a true Mida. Ki behesach ha-das kerege me'asoga zu, because if you take the Das out of this understanding, out of the Chochman Bina, mistalekes gam kein hamida. So if you take the Das away even for a second, then the emotion, ha-neilda mimeno, that the emotion that is born from this Chochman Bina, will also disappear. That which came mehagili benefesh el ha-helem, that which was revealed to the revealed part of the nefesh will withdraw and be retracted back into the hidden part of the nefesh, and will then exist in the soul as in potential, but not in actuality. So in order that the emotion should remain in the revealed part of the heart of the nefesh, that it should be an actual emotion, not only a potential emotion, for that you have to have das. V'loche nikra hazivug b'loshim das. And that's why the relationship between a man and a woman is called das, as it says by Adam and Chava. Mipnei shehu loshon hiskashlus, because das means attachment and joining. Because if the mind does not become attached and connected to the chochma and bina, to the concept which he is understanding, then there can't be any real birth, any real emotion born from it. V'zehu b'chinas das tachtein, and this is the lower level das, ha-mispashet b'mideis u'mislabish b'hen l'achayesan u'lekaimon. It is that level of das that flows to the emotion, that is clothed in the emotion, that gives life and continuation to and stability to the emotion. In other words, it is the lower part of seichel which bridges the distance between seichel and midis. That's called the lower das. V'yesh bechinas das ha'elyein. Then there's also the higher level das, shehu bechinas eskashus v'chibur mokeh ha'seichel ha'masig eimek ha'musog shehu kenekuda u'keborak ha'mavrik. The higher level das is what connects the source of seichel with the experience of seichel. In other words, when intelligence, when seichel first becomes conscious in the mind in the form of a brief point of insight or a flash of insight coming from the source of intelligence, so this flash, this lightning bolt of insight, which comes al sichle, which comes down to the conscious mind, she ispashet lemata, that this intelligence that lies dormant in the source of all knowledge, in the basic intelligence of the neshama, that it should spread downwards, the yove emek hamusag lidei havana, so that the depth of the concept can come to be understood and grasped, b'harchavas habir, with a lengthy explanation. Not just as a point of information, but eirach v'reichav, with width and with breadth, shehi b'chinas bina, which is the level of bina, hanikra rechevis hanor k'meishi yisbar b'mkeimei, which is also called the spreading out, the flowing of the river, as is explained elsewhere. So the das elyein, the higher level das, stands between that which is called keser and seichel, so that it is actually above seichel, and it serves as a bridge, not between seichel and midas, between intellect and emotion, but between the source of intellect and actual intellect. In the Hayem Yem, for the 21st of Elul, the Rebbe writes that our first father, Avraham Avinu, because of the way that he served God, with Mesiras Nefesh, with self-sacrifice, in order to spread the knowledge of God, of the one God, to all the people of the world. And as in merit of this, he inherited to all of his children, until the end of all generations, this pure faith in God and in Torah. And every Jewish man and woman has the ability and the strength to sacrifice their lives for the Holy Torah.